T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. The death of a fashion designer who was found in her Lower East Side apartment last year has been deemed a homicide.
Fentanyl, ethanol, and p-fluorofentanyl were found in the body of 35-year-old Katie Gallagher in her apartment here on Eldridge Street. She died July 24th last year. Someone may have been trying to steal something from her. The manner of death was drug-facilitated theft. Gallagher had her own clothing line that made appearances at Fashion Week in New York and Paris. She created clothing for Lady Gaga and was featured in Vogue. In an obituary, her sister said she was fearless and committed to excellence. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
Winds News Time 2:43. Police think the same person may be responsible for chalking swastikas into sidewalks in Queens.
It's painful, deeply upsetting. Swastikas, symbols of Nazi hate scratched into sidewalks in Forest Hills and Rego Park. 6 incidents in a week. One outside the Reformed Temple of Forest Hills. Temple President Seth Diamond wishes he could talk to the vandal.
We're going to stand strong as a community. We will not be deterred. We're even stronger coming out of this. And we want you to understand how horrible this act was. And we would want to educate you, but know that because of this, we're coming out of this as a better, stronger, and more together community.
He would also like the opportunity to sway the vandal's heart to show him the Jewish people have love for all. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Forest Hill.
Police have arrested the boyfriend of a woman who was found dead at her home in the South Bronx. 33-year-old Jeremy Corturiel has been charged with murder, manslaughter, and assault. Officers responding to a 911 call on Wednesday afternoon found 38-year-old Lisette Gomez unconscious and unresponsive in her bed with trauma to her face and neck, the ME declaring her death a homicide. Business groups in the city are pushing Albany to pass a bill that would increase penalties against shoplifters.
Bronx Chamber of Commerce President Lisa Soren gets calls like this all the time.
The market's over on Arthur Avenue, and we get general calls from small business owners and delis who say, if I'm going to protect my employees, I have to allow these individuals to come in, steal what they want, and then walk out. Because it's either that or the life of my employee.
That's why she's joined the chambers from the other four boroughs in demanding changes in state law to increase penalties against chronic shoplifters to protect workers.
We can't get employees to come in and or work nights and or work late hours because they fear for their life.
She says judges also need more discretion in handling criminals who victimize stores again and again. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And Mayor Adams is calling on Albany to expand the supplemental child tax credit and the earned income tax credit.
We can control earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and making sure we build more affordable housing so people can have a place to live and raise healthy children and families in the working people's city.
He says it's clear the programs help lift children out of poverty. He says we can pay a small amount now or pay the price later. The earned income tax credit gives benefits of up to $930 to low-income New Yorkers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.